This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
All right, Dave, you were off yesterday because your big night. You listening will hear all about that in the show later. But tell us, so if you can tell us on the show, what was the crack on Sunday night?
I just kind of went to the pub at like 2 o'clock and
did you get with anyone?
No, I didn't get with anyone. I had a pint and then a water and then a pint and then water.
Well done. Very good.
And then no more water.
Yeah.
I was like, this is shit and I'm peeing nonstop.
Yes.
But like, you started strong.
I did start strong. And I was like, do you know what? I think it was the better of me. Is that a saying?
Yeah.
Because for the whole night, I was chilled. I was like, because when I get drunk, I can be messy, I can be an idiot, or I can, you know, I'll just try and wind people up, or I'm a bit of a messer when I'm drunk, right?
Yeah.
Whereas I was chilled and I was happy and I wasn't saying anything. I didn't ring anyone. I didn't text anyone.
Yeah.
These are real big points for me.
I feel like I'm so scared to drink these days. I'm so scared of fear. I'm so scared of whatever, not remembering something that like, I don't know if I'd be able for a day out like that anymore.
Yeah.
That way?
Like, I think that's why I went on the water, on the water. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But I was really in a bad way on Sunday.
I woke up Monday and I was like, my body was trying.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any fear. My mind was like, you must have fear about something. And I was like, I don't. Nothing happened. And it was
that's
dead.
Brilliant. That's
it was so, so
I actually had loads of fear on Sunday.
See, you wake up with the fear about stupid shit that you don't care about 2 days later.
Oh, like I said a bad word at Nicki Minaj last week out loud, like as into my friends. I wasn't discreet about it. And because my fear was like looking for something, I was like, oh, you shouldn't use that word in public.
Really?
Like, for Christ.
So stupid.
My brain was searching for something to have fear about, and it wasn't a big deal.
That makes it sound like you said a slur, which I presume you didn't.
Oh, God,
did
no.
It was
because there was like some young kids around.
There was a kid around and I used the F word.
Yeah,
and I was like, that's very bad of you to be doing that. And it was, I was searching.
And when you say the F word, you don't mean the other one.
Not the slur.
I meant fucking. Okay? It was fucking.
That's funny.
There could be kids in the car listening to this.
Jesus.
You the fear on Sunday?
Well, but I kind of had a mature take to the fear. I just thought to myself, I was like, oh, I'm really like fiery over whatever. And then I was like, I know in a day I won't care.
Yeah.
I was just like, it's only today. It's only today. Yeah. Tomorrow, it's actually going to be gone.
Though, do you know what it was?
It was because I had that debate with those men in Eddie Rockets.
Yeah, that would get
I'd
me
said
going,
that on the show. One fella started saying that
I know.
There was no place for women in sport, he said. Women should stay out of sports.
You should have said, watch this.
Commentators.
This is boxing. Boom.
Yeah, and then they just kept going, oh, what sport do you play? And I was like, that's irrelevant! I was so angry.
Well, that's ridiculous. You could ask them the same question. What fucking sport do you play?
I kind of raised my voice and then people in Eddie Rockets were like, Jesus. I was really scared that someone would be like, that's your one from Spain.
No,
I
it's know, great though. It's good to stand up for people.
Yeah, true. And I was also like, you're talking fucking brown bin.
Yes.
Yeah, sir.
But also at the same time, these people are trying to get reactions.
Yeah, totally. And so, it was half 4 in the morning.
Yeah,
like,
don't give them the reaction they want. But the fear
is, stand up for women. You should have the opposite of fear. You should have the joy.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
The joy.
Makes no
should
sense.
Be in the joy next one.
Let's go.
Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
This is Spins Fully Charged.
Morning, what's the story?
How are we? What's happening?
Hey there.
Welcome back, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Dave.
Good
God.
Vision missed me low.
Bereft yesterday now.
Bereft?
So
were
bereft.
You? God, you
oh,
things.
Yeah.
I cried twice.
Oh, no.
Mid-show. During the cash machine once.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And
I broke down again then around 9:45, I think.
Yeah, I think it was during one of the sad songs.
Yeah.
I'll have to couple. Listen back.
Yeah.
My God.
I know.
That's a hope without you.
Sorry, I just needed the day off after the weekend.
You had a good time watching all the sports.
I had a good weekend. I will tell you about it later on. It was an interesting weekend. I did, however, get a photo sent to me by a mate of mine who went to Coppers. Have you ever eaten anything in a nightclub before?
No.
So I have, yes. Workman's.
I have once. Oh, have you? Okay.
There's a Whale Burger there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or so there was.
That's more of a bar, though, as opposed to like a nightclub, isn't it? Workman's.
Yeah, but it kind of feels a bit clubby.
Yeah. I remember when we did our rag week in college. There was a restaurant in the nightclub. This was in Dundalk, hey.
Oh, wow.
And the nightclub was called Silence, and you'd walk into the nightclub and you turn right and it was the club, and you turn left and you get like a curry.
Oh my god,
swear, right?
Sorry, it's kind of brilliant.
It's yeah, ahead of the game.
I think it's actually just like really old, because I think that's what they used to do back in like the 80s and stuff like that,
right,
which is actually deadly.
It's
wouldn't you
genius.
Just love that? However, that there was my mate of mine who sent me a picture from him in Coppers was not eating a curry.
No,
he was eating in the middle of the dance floor a wagon wheel.
The chocolate thing.
Yeah.
What?
Why?
Oh my god, they still make them even.
Because his mate went to Croke Park.
Amazing.
So did he. Brought a wagon
pack
wheel.
Lunch. Yeah.
Brought a packed lunch to Croke Park. Didn't eat it. Went to Coppers that night. Will you have a wagon wheel?
Oh my god.
I will.
That's the most GAA thing
that is,
ever.
Is that the all there's missing is the hang sandwiches?
Seriously.
That's
I didn't know they even made them anymore.
Doing Coppers in your late 20s,
yeah,
I think.
I loved
right
it.
There.
I absolutely loved it.
Do you know what? I haven't had a wagon wheel in a while, lads.
I haven't been able to stop thinking about the wagon wheels. I had a dream about wagon wheels last night because of it.
What's the kind of flavour in the middle of them again?
There's something
like
jam or
cream
something.
Cream or marshmallow, yeah, or something.
There's like something fruity.
Ashling's making a face. You're not
oh,
into
no,
them.
I
no.
don't know. It's weird.
Yeah,
no.
It wouldn't be my thing either. And it wouldn't be my thing to eat in Coppers either.
No.
Weird choice. Love it though.
Spin morning.
I'd like to play you some relaxing music. I know, which is funny because usually you want to be a little bit more oomph.
There's a danger here of people falling asleep.
Yeah,
now.
No,
it's
absolutely. Absolutely fair enough. But I do want to talk about bedtime stories.
Oh, nice.
Did you get bedtime stories when you were kids?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Gotcha.
I knew I was in trouble when I didn't get a bedtime.
Yeah.
Oh, like you really knew you were in a lot of trouble.
You're not getting a chapter tonight. You messed up.
And I don't know when it stopped. Like, it's one of those things, isn't it? Like, one day your parents read you a bedtime story for the last time.
Oh, so sad.
So, so sad.
I used to be so demanding. I'd be like, do the voices.
Literally me as well. And if someone else read the book and didn't do the voice, I'd be like, no, it's just not the same.
Yeah, I'm
like,
same.
You don't do it like my mom did it. But yeah, it probably stopped when I learned to read. So a couple of weeks ago, anyway. but kids have CBeebies on their TV, right? And celebs read bedtime stories for them. I have no idea why this happens, because I think if I was a kid, I wouldn't really have any interest in even a footballer or an actor reading me a book.
Yeah, is it more for the adults?
Yeah, I don't know, is it? Like, unless they were in the room with me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I need it for me personally. This is like a me being special thing as opposed to being for everyone.
The cute thing is when your mum and dad's going to half sit beside you at the edge of the bed and you're kind of half asleep, keeping your eyes somewhat open, rather than staring at a screen watching some random reader story.
But apparently it's popular and many celebs have done it. A producer for CBeebies Bedtime Stories said, "The readers' stories and pictures are chosen to inspire, educate and entertain our young viewers. But we do have lots of feedback from parents who say that they really enjoy watching it as well." So you're kind of like making a co-viewing experience, basically. Billie Eilish has become the latest star to read a CBeebies bedtime story, having chosen a book that teaches children about interacting with nature. It's called The Moose Belongs to Me. And to be honest, if I was Billy, I would have picked this too. It's a very short book. Mainly pictures. Would you like a little extract from the
Please,
book?
Please, yes.
"He began following Marcel, explaining the rules of how to be a good pet." Marcel is a moose, by the way. "Much of the time, it seemed as though the moose wasn't listening, but Wilfred knew he was, mostly because he followed Rule 4 very well, not making too much noise while Wilfred plays his record collection."
Aww.
"Sometimes the moose wasn't a very good pet. He generally ignored Rule 7, going whichever way Wilfred wants to go." So that's a little extract from The Moose Belongs to Me.
Someone like Billy get really into it. I saw her the other night at the Kids' Choice Awards. Did you see that?
No.
She came in via video link, but instead of your typical, "Thanks for voting for me, kids," she was in the middle of an octopus.
Oh, cool.
Floating around the screen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really cute.
She joins some of the biggest celebs in the world who've read bedtime stories, to the point where it's like, my God, CBeebies have some pull.
Since when did they start getting the A-listers? It's mad.
Like, they've had Steve Carell, Harry Styles, Phoebe Bridgers, Isla Fisher, Harry Kane. I thought CBeebies were choosing people to inspire people.
I do remember the Harry Styles one. It was a sexy listen.
Was it,
yeah? Weird to say. It was for children, but his voice was just... Oof.
Well, I don't have Harry Styles's, but I do have Harry Kane's clip
of
him reading a book. Wait till you hear this.
"Hello, I'm Harry. Sometimes when I'm playing football, I have to be brave. Lots of people want me to score a goal and win the game. But can I tell you a secret? I don't always feel like being brave."
For some reason, for some reason, the comment section was open. I've no idea why, but it was open. The comments. Good on CBeebies for giving one of its viewers a go. Someone said, "Harry, mate, it's time to be brave." That was 2 days before the match, and no one is going to sleep easy after watching that. Was another comment. So here's hoping Billie Eilish has better luck.
No, that's so cute.
Hello, I'm Harry.
Oh my god, big ups to CBeebies, whoever is the booker on that show.
Yeah, it's bloody, some pull.
Bloody hell. Incredible pull. I actually will watch the Billie one now, so thanks
there
for that.
There you go.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
You might remember in the room, we were talking about Rihanna a lot, well, always, because Queen, but we were excited back in March because she did a live performance at a wedding. We
saying,
oh my god, is she going to get back into music? And then we learned to know.
She got paid millions.
She got paid $5 million for this massive wedding during this performance back in March. And on the same night back in March, Akon also performed, okay?
Whoa.
Well, there's been loads of events in the lead-up. It's quite a traditional thing, of course, in India. But the lead-up was for potentially the most extravagant wedding ever held on planet Earth, which took place across the weekend. And as I said, celebrations for this beginning as early as March of this year, okay? The wedding cost $563 million, okay?
Wow.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Anand Ambani is the guy and Radhika Merchant is the lady involved. Anand's father is like the sixth richest guy in the world. Okay. Number six and like four is...
But that's not usually what happens with like the richest people in the world, I feel like. I feel like the richest people in the world know how to keep their money.
Yes, they're not really splurging.
They don't splurge like that.
Well, with that in mind, wait until you wait and see what they've spent here, okay? They got hitched over the weekend in front of 5,000 people, and not just 5,000 people. It's almost like I didn't realise that if you have a certain amount of money, you just are automatically friends and invited to certain things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, he's wealthy, invite him. That's kind of how it came across. The likes of Kim and Khloe Kardashian were there.
Oh, no way.
Boris Johnson was there. Tony Blair was there.
Stop. Oh, wow.
Nick Jonas was there.
All the good crack people.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's important to remember, this is in India, which, you know, where a lot of people live in such stark poverty. It's very strange. Okay, just to go through what they kind of spent here. They reportedly booked 100 private jets to fly guests into India from all around the world. They paid for this. Okay?
It's just another world, that, isn't it? Like, having that amount of money is just insane.
Oh man, every single 5-star hotel in Mumbai was booked up for this and paid for by the couple. They kicked off, as I mentioned, with this pre-wedding party back in March. They're only 29. They're a pair of kids. Anyway, then after that was March, we move on a couple of months. They paid $94.5 million on a cruise around the Mediterranean for 800 other guests. Performances there from the likes of Katy Perry, Backstreet Boys, and Pitbull.
What in God?
God, they have a very basic music taste, haven't they?
They do.
Like, literally, they must love Spin.
Oh my God, they'd be all over us. Oh my God.
It's been like 15 years ago.
They're 90s kids,
yeah,
obviously.
They are, yeah.
And then just last week, you might have seen online that Justin Bieber was performing at another pre-wedding celebration.
Stop.
And the thing, they're all dressed so glamorously and so beautiful in their traditional wear, and Justin Bieber's there in a little vest top. I'm like, Justin, come on. Anyway, this is what would give me terrible anxiety, particularly as a lady. If you think you're a bridezilla and you're engaged at the moment, oh darling, don't you worry. There was an 18-page dress code.
Oh my God.
For all guests for this weekend, yep.
No, there's where it is. There's where it comes in, you know what I mean? Like, obviously they paid for the hotel, they paid for food, they paid for whatever.
Yeah, but you have to deal
with
this.
You have to do all of this.
Yeah. Special weavers have spent months making around 100 rare silk
sarongs?
Saris.
Gold and silver thread valued at more than $100,000 each, which is just insane. I don't know if you saw Kim and Chloe.
No.
Last weekend they were dressed beautifully in traditional wear, but like
amazing.
The jewels, say, hanging from their nose to their ear worth probably $200,000. You know, this kind of thing. Anyway.
How annoying would that be?
It's so Hunger Gamesy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Wants to blow your nose or had a little snot or something.
Yeah, you'd definitely rip your nose off.
And this would suit the vegetarians. It would suit the vegans. But also, I'd be a little bit overwhelmed. The other way, sometimes if you go to a wedding, it's like chicken or beef or veggie. What are you thinking? Well, there was 37,500 options at the wedding last
week.
Wow. What? 37,000.
Oh, sorry, my brain just exploded.
It's like
in
that
my head.
Chinese restaurant on Mary Street.
500 chefs were hired for the weekend. Even the wedding invitations, which were contained in this very intricate golden chest filled with all these gifts, they cost over $6,500 to make. That's the invitation.
Oh, I can't. I actually can't.
I can't comprehend it at all.
They've spent a few bob, obviously, on this, to say the very least. They're expected to receive more than 100 million worth of gifts back.
I was thinking about that. Yeah. It's all about...
Yeah, that's not a great return, though.
I don't think you're making... 500 mil.
And your man's dad, the sixth richest guy in the world, has already bought them a 62 million villa in Dubai. That's nice.
Ashley, good for them.
Your man, Anant, the fella, he spent... however much on giving all of his friends, his male friends who came to the wedding, watches worth $200,000 each.
My God.
Now, tradition in India is I was reading this morning, wouldn't really be into this lavish stuff for weddings. They normally have a cut off. They wouldn't. So you'd always kind of give back to the community. So despite all the money, they got some people from who aren't as privileged, who couldn't afford a wedding, and did a massive group wedding for loads of people. And that was their little give back.
Oh, very lovely. Nice. Thanks very much,
sound
lads.
That's great.
And gave them like kettles and stuff for their future together.
Oh, that's so nice.
Very generous.
Yeah, everybody wants a kettle.
Here's a microwave.
You could have a $200,000 watch.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Sometimes funny
running. Keen to Crows, here it is on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Ashley, there he goes. Not finishing.
I love it.
Yeah,
I actually really like the song.
I love it so much.
The ending is just funny.
It is. Yeah. He doesn't finish it.
Yeah.
Hear it. Finish it. Finish it, Keen.
Well, he does go a bit further than that. Hear it.
That's what he does.
Our time's finally running.
Yeah, our time's finally running. He doesn't go for the out.
Yeah, because do you not get it? Our time's nearly running out. Time's ran out for him.
Yeah, I think he just fell asleep.
Uncultured swine.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Something really unsettling about an English accent saying that to us.
Yeah, I feel like calling HR.
Johnny, how's your morning going? It's not even 7:30 and we've been called swine. All right, Emily, how are things out there?
Morning. Starting off on Patrick Street this morning.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin Morning.
What's up?
I don't know if you've heard, but the Americans are coming for us, lads.
Oh, are they?
But they're coming for us in the best way. Because when I say the Americans, I mean American fast food chains.
Okay.
Oh, yeah? We're going to be inundated with American fast food chains in the next year or so, I predict. So it was announced there the other week that there's a Wendy's coming to Ireland.
Yeah.
Wendy's are expanding across Europe. Yep. So we're going to get to try the Baconator. And the Frosty, thick enough to use a spoon and smooth enough to use a straw.
Class.
That's the catchphrase.
Ew.
On that.
That's amazing.
It's a dessert, so that makes it slightly more palatable.
I wasn't sure.
It's like a milkshake, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Imagine sucking up your burger with a straw.
Yeah, that would be gross. But another fast food restaurant has been announced as coming to Ireland potentially next year. And you're going to love it, Dave.
Go on.
Because it's called Dave's Hot Chicken.
I do love that. It is actually mine.
Did you ever hear of it?
My restaurant. No, I haven't.
I've never heard of Dave's Hot Chicken.
Is it like a chain?
Yes. Yeah, so it's kind of new. So they're opening like 60 restaurants across the UK and Ireland in the next year or so. Don't know how many are going to be here. But it's kind of relatively new. So it popped up in Hollywood in 2017. And since then, it's kind of grown. It's the fastest growing fast food chain in America. There's now 230 restaurants.
Wow.
Which is like, sounds like loads, but for America, it's probably not that much,
yeah.
But still, like, for, I suppose, like one restaurant to become 230 in a few years.
That means you could probably have at least one in all the major cities, though.
Yeah, potentially, yeah. But the kicker with this place is that also, obviously, it's hot chicken because that's in the name. It's the spice. So there's like, it's given Nando's vibes. It offers like a wide range of spices. Everything from no spice to the Reaper.
Oh.
Which, if you want to try the Reaper, you have to sign a waiver beforehand.
Stop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
As in saying, what if I die? Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to see. Yeah, pretty much. I'd say that's all it says.
Yeah.
If I die, sorry.
Yeah. As in, are they just claiming no responsibility?
That's
like burns your esophagus off.
That's
yeah,
to be a
no,
gimmick.
The cynic in me is like, the waiver is just a PR thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very clever.
But would you do it?
No, I'd be straight to mild.
I was very concerned.
Yeah, I'd be on no spice.
Look how white I am. I would be straight to mild.
But it's Dave's Hot Chicken. The waiver. But no offence to you, Dave, but I don't really like the name Dave's Hot Chicken. I think it's a bit generic.
Yes, it is.
I'd like something a little bit more imaginative. Mm. And especially if it comes to Ireland, I'd like them to be a bit more imaginative with this. So I propose that we come up with some alternative names for a hot chicken shop that's based in different towns in Ireland.
Oh.
And the name changes per town.
Okay, cool.
It's a terrible business model, but we're going to work.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Okay, so get your puns at the ready. For example, I'll give an example one. Outside Galway City, there could be a chicken shop called Oran More Chicken.
Ah, More Chicken.
Yeah.
With you.
Oran More Chicken. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear
you. So puns at the ready. Get involved. 087 711 1038.
Recharged.
Some pretty good news we're talking about. Loads of American fast food chains are coming to Ireland in the next year. That'll be a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And one of them is a place called Dave's Hot Chicken.
Woo!
You have to sign a waiver in order to try their spiciest chicken. We don't know if it's a PR stunt or an actual, you know, health and safety issue. But we've been saying that the name Dave's Hot Chicken is not the greatest name. It's a bit generic. And we hope that when it comes to Ireland, it might become a bit more creative.
A bit more localised, perhaps?
Yes.
It's really, really not a good name.
It's
even coming from a Dave, it's not great.
Yeah. At least you could admit that, yeah. So we're proposing alternative chicken names for chicken shops in different parts of Ireland. So we're kind of doing puns here. So I'll kick it off with one. This is a bit of a stretch, but if you had a chicken shop in Lucan, you could call it Clucan.
Clucan is
very
cool.
Good. Like
Clucan. We'd have got a great one in from Colm, who said in Mayo we could have Castle Barbecued Chicken.
Very good. That works quite
Castle
well.
Castle Barbecued.
Very good.
Yeah.
Maria was on as well.
For Dublin, it has to be the How Are You Chicken.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
That took me a while to get. I actually really love
like
that.
Like How Are You Chicken?
Like How Are You Chicken?
How Are You Chicken?
I love
that's
that.
Really
that's
really good.
Fantastic.
That actually could be a Dublin-based chain.
Yeah.
That took me a while.
We going around the room?
Right, let's go on. Yep.
Okay. Hit it off. Kick it off, Emma.
I feel like these go from bad to better. Cluck Dawkin.
I like it.
That was my first one as well.
No.
Cluck Dawkin. I do also have a chicken shop in Clare. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
That's really good. Okay, so in the scenic town of Kenmare, County Kerry, you could have Chickenmare.
Yeah.
Chickenmare. For Hackettstown, you could go Hatchestown.
Hatchetstown.
Hatches. Very good.
I
was like, are you hatching chick? Oh, yeah, I get it now.
Thank you.
I've got the Samuel Bridge.
Where are they going to put it on that bridge?
I don't know.
That's so stupid.
It could be a pop-up shop.
Exactly.
Yeah. So stupid. We do. Staying in Kerry, we're going to head out to Dingle where you could have Chicken Wingle.
In Dublin, you could go to the beach in Port Marnock and then you could pick up your chicken from Polt Marnock.
Can I raise you in another one in Kerry? Poultrily.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
And this one I have, it's a Lewis stop. And the only other thing in that, well, the only thing in this place is a Lewis stop, but I also think we should be Wing de Arbor.
Wing de Arbor. Yeah, very good. Yeah. I have one more from myself. A chicken restaurant by the Rock of Cashel. The Bark of Cashel.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
This is just for Cork generally, as a county and as a city.
Yeah.
Cork-a-doodle-doo.
That's very good.
Yeah.
And Luke was on from Finglas.
Yeah.
Wingless.
Ah.
Why did I right not
there.
Think
right there.
Of Wingless?
Yeah.
Wingless. It was right there. Beautiful.
I wish Fingless was just called Wingless. So much funnier.
Are you out?
Oh, we're out.
I'm out.
Not out.
I think you do well.
I'm
you're not out.
No. Cheek point, County Wexford. Chick point. And then I left my best offering to last, which is for Ballylickey in County Cork. Ballylickey chicken.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
It was sitting there.
Here we go. Just wanna have a good day. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling
in the morning. What is the crack? Welcome along.
Hey there, guys. I have a spot in the sorest place you could have a spot.
Oh,
I'm gonna argue that this is the sorest place to have a spot.
I'm already gonna disagree with you because I know the sorest spot.
So do I.
That then.
Are we gonna have a fight over
this?
We might.
Okay. Well, my sorest spot is the inside of the ear.
Oh,
it is sore.
Very sore.
It's such a taut skin area. There's no flesh.
Do you pick your ear?
No.
So, like, why is it sore?
It's, like, on the inside of my ear. I can feel it. Like, it throbs.
Well, okay. I'll say one thing. That's pretty much, unless you're shoving earphones in, it's kind of an uninterrupted area.
Okay.
Raise me
your sore spot.
Inside the nose.
Yes.
If you're trying to blow your nose. trying to pick your nose.
I couldn't agree more.
Are you inside the
I'm
nose?
I'm inside the nose.
Okay, well, yes. We're basically talking cartilage here, folks. Yeah. So I think we're kind of all in agreement.
Oh, I didn't realise we were talking cartilage.
I had a spot on my neck last week and it was very, very sore. Only reason being, like, say if you turn to the left, it was stretching the spot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotcha.
I feel like if you don't pick your nose and you don't pick your ears, you should be fine. You may notice it, but you can't help but notice it being on your neck. Because as soon as you turn any direction, it's like spots like, hi, I'm here.
Okay.
And now I'm sore.
And it kind of cracks again.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, everybody knows we all pick our nose and ears all the time. So yeah. That's a problem for us, I suppose.
Welcome to this very sexy show. I'm really excited. I have little weekend away this weekend. And I'm going to cast your minds back to this time last year. You listening may or may not remember. I'm sure Dave and Aisling, you do, because I talked about it so much. Definitely.
New York.
It wasn't New York, no. This is a full
Thailand.
Year ago.
Braces.
Horse race riding.
This time last year, I went off to Cape Clear, an island off the coast of West Cork.
Oh, the island, yes.
The island trip, yes. And basically, we're trying to force a new tradition among me and my family friends. So, basically, my parents have these really good friends, and then their kids are my friends, Avon and Blondie Murphy. You might know them from the Be a Bell Gals or whatever.
But we've been dropped some names there, Emma.
But I'm just saying, basically, we tried to force this tradition a few years ago and say, every summer we have to visit another Irish island until we have them all ticked off our list, and then we'll go back to the start and do it all over again, because it's actually a lot less than you would think, really.
Yeah, there is a lot less, and a lot of them are like islands you can't get onto.
Exactly that, yeah. So the ones that you can go and have a drink and get something to eat and get accommodation,
yeah,
we're talking,
I'm looking
right?
at you, Lambay Island. Why can't we go on to you?
Yeah, I want to see the kangaroos.
It's
or
not fair. It's just not fair.
Yeah,
like.
I know.
A lot of them seem to be around the West Cork area, and last year we went to Cape Clear. It was the most fun weekend ever. Like, when I say the local people just made it, it was just fantastic. Such great crack. Anyway, we were looking ahead to this year, and there's a big WhatsApp group now, and it's kind of grown legs. The group of people has expanded. I have a friend coming with me this year. My sister's bringing a friend. There's about 18 coming this year, right? And we said a few months ago we did.
You can never just do a small holiday. Like, you remember your trip to Spain only like a couple of months ago or whatever, and it was like, there's about 96 of us going.
Yeah,
there's a big crew headed down this weekend. Anyway, we said, what island should we go to this year? And I kept saying, we should go back to Cape Clear. And I really was pushing this. I even manipulated the vote and took my dad's phone and voted for Cape Clear. Because I was like, we did so well. The locals loved us. The crack was mighty.
We did so well.
It's the exact same thing someone with the locals hated would say,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
The locals loved us.
When I say that every like resident of the island waved us off in the ferry
every
on the Monday.
Resident.
Thank God, never come back.
There's probably seven of them, Aisling. They all came down to say goodbye. It was unreal crack. But no, everyone in the group wanted to try something new. So they've pitched and we're going to Whiddy Island. When I say
Whiddy.
On Cape Clear, there was two pubs and both served, well, one served food, and then there was one restaurant. That was it on Cape Clear, okay? And there was this musician called Danny who just made the whole weekend worth, like, it was just so much fun. This weekend, Whiddy Island has one pub.
Class.
That
Fine.
Is the restaurant.
That's also the restaurant.
And that's it. Okay? To the point where we have booked out the entire hostel. And the person that you booked the hostel from, that man, let's call him John, is also the person you contact if you want to book the ferry, because he runs that too. And he's also the person you ask about what kind of groceries you can buy on the island, because he owns the shop as well. Okay? So John is the person to bring you to the island, to serve your food, to pour your drinks and all the rest. That is just John. And I, as I said, we need to be careful now, guys, because we made a really good impression last year and we should go back. Oh, yeah. Here comes my dad. Sure, the weather looks terrible. I don't think I'll last the whole weekend. I told you! Sure, there's only one pub. What are we going to do for the weekend? It's due to lash out of the heavens.
Oh, no!
On Friday.
On Whiddy.
On Whiddy. On Saturday and on Sunday. So,
on Whiddy.
Wet on Whiddy.
It's going to be wet on Whiddy.
Wet on Whiddy.
So honestly, I don't know. I'm going to go board game shopping during the week. I don't know what else to do. I've booked Sunday off work and Monday off work here. My dad's saying, I'll probably bail on Sunday morning with that weather.
Off work for Whiddy.
Off work for Whiddy.
How is he going to get off the island?
John on the phone.
John, David, John.
John, can you give me a spin over to Bantry, please? And that's it. That's the weekend. Sitting in a house and saying, and everyone will say, we should have went back to Cape Clear.
Oh.
I'll sit there smug and say,
sounds very grim. Have fun.
Thanks very much.
An itty bitty witty island.
This is Ben.
I want to talk about Joe Jonas this morning.
Please
do. Of the Jonas Brothers. He's going solo and releasing new music out on his own. A new album, which is all going to be about his split from his now ex-wife, Sophie Turner.
Oh no, I forgot about it. I forgot they broke up.
That was a roller coaster of emotions, that whole story. Sophie Turner, obviously you'd know her from Game of Thrones. She played Sansa Stark. And they were a couple that a lot of people really like fanned over.
I loved them. Yeah.
One of my friends was absolutely devastated when they broke up. They were just like, they seemed like really fun and cool, and they were married for 4 years. They have a kid.
They were well able to kind of take the mick out of each other quite a lot.
Yeah, they exactly. Yeah. They were very popular, and then last September they announced that they were getting divorced, and it was a bit of a shock to everybody.
Yeah.
But Joe is going solo and he's releasing this new album of music all about the split from Sophie Turner.
Okay.
It's his first solo album since 2011. When he had the album Fast Life.
Right. Mm.
Don't ask me any songs that were on it.
Wasn't the divorce kind of spicy and kind of got nasty in the press
as
well?
Yeah, it did, I think.
A little
bit.
I remember there was something like, about like he saw her say something on a Ring doorbell camera.
Oh,
like, like something a little bit dodgy. Yeah. Like,
and the press were eating this up as well. Whether it was a lot of allegations of this with the kids and all this kind of stuff going on.
Yes, and like he was on tour in America and she was in England and yada, yada, yada. Bit dramatic. Anyway, he's saying this is the most personal music he's ever put out. That's why he's going solo, because he's like, it'd be weird to like sing about these things with my brothers.
Wouldn't it be bad enough to go through a divorce, but then to be like, oh, now he's going to make loads of money off it?
Yeah, I know. She's like, damn it, why haven't I in the music business?
I hope he's paying her some alimony from that. But I'm also sure she has her own stuff going on. I'm sure she has her own acting roles coming up.
Yeah, I haven't really seen her in much since Game of Thrones, but hopefully, because she was really good in that.
She was brilliant.
But the craziest thing happened this morning, guys, you won't believe. Came into work, had one email from overnight, and it was from jojobro@aircom.net.
Interesting.
Jojobro.
aircom.net.
My wow.
And it was Joe Jonas sending me some teasers of some of the upcoming songs on the album.
You're on some serious PR emails.
Ah, it's unreal. I don't know how, but some of the songs like sound weirdly familiar, but they are re-recorded new versions. The first song that I'll play for you, just a snippet now, because he said not to play the full thing.
Of course, yeah.
It's kind of a Sophie Turner diss track.
Oh, no.
Yeah, give it a listen. Put a medicine in the pain, a tattoo inside my brain, and baby, you know it's obvious. Sophie Turner's a flute. She's rude to waiters and she skips people in cubes. Sophie smells like a shoe. Blows her nose and then she looks in the tissue. Sophie Turner does all. It's true, Sophie Turner's a flute.
It has been a long time since I've heard someone call someone a douche.
Yeah, I know.
Joe's bringing it back.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah. So first track, Bit Spicy.
Joe's bringing it back.
Back my words. In the next song,
right,
he's kind of in the doldrums. He's kind of wondering where it all went wrong.
Okay.
The grass and I fed the dog. I'm always happy to unclog the shorts. The shores. So I never flush the loo, and now you break my heart in two, baby. What for? What for? Now I've had to move in with my brothers Joe and Kevin. Can we please go on tour? On tour. What a man gotta do? What a man gotta do to be totally. So that's kind of a sad one.
Yeah. Do you know what is sad is like Joe Jonas's voice is really deteriorating.
It's gone quite bad.
He's struggling with the low notes.
Yeah. I don't know. And he used to be really good at that.
Yeah, weird. Yeah, I know. Finally, we get a look at exactly why Joe and Sophie split up. So this is the conversation where it all went south.
Here we go. We never knew how to perfect. But we always
always knew it would work.
But then Sophie got upset over something that I said about Game of Thrones in bed. I said Targaryen's a better house. Oh, and then she said that I'm an awful spouse. Then I told her that Breaking Bad was better. That's when she served me with divorce letters.
Oh, it's someone's love.
Is juicy it? Stuff.
Yeah.
I can't believe you got
insane.
To
That's intense.
Look, you'll only hear it here on Spin.
I can't believe he said the Targaryen house was better.
I know.
And you can watch Game of Thrones or House of the Dragon with the Now Entertainment membership.
You know when you were off yesterday, Dave?
Go on.
She got an email from Leah Varadkar as well.
Oh, for God's sake.
I know.
Did you? She got
Get
an email.
Me on your PR list.
Flat out.
Seen you at a movie premiere as well last night. You're not on all the PR list.
Oh, man. I'm so big.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Sunday was a fantastic day. I was obviously off yesterday because I knew I was going to have one hell of a night on Sunday.
Yes.
There was a lot going on.
A lot of things that you're interested in one day. When it rains, it pours, they say.
It really was. There was so much going on Sunday.
Go on. What was going on?
Well, look, what was going on was a lot of sport that was being shown in the pub. So I decided I'd spend the day in the pub
Perfect.
With my friends and watch all the sport, every single bit of the sport.
It's kind of your dream day, isn't it?
My dream day.
All
it
of
was
the
so
sport.
Much fun. All of the sport.
Not having to go outside.
Yeah. It was actually fantastic. I loved every single second of it. I woke up around like 11:30. We had a bit of breakfast in the house.
11.
And I know it was stunning. Mm. I had a bit of breakfast in the house and we were then decided, right, my housemates went off. They were going to Croke Park.
Mm.
To watch Galway beat Donegal, and I was going to meet my mate in the pub and we were going to sit there and watch Wimbledon. So I arrived maybe about 10 to 2.
Okay.
And we sit down, Wimbledon match starts, and I am a massive Alcaraz fan. Alcaraz was playing Novak Djokovic.
Yep.
I'm a massive Alcaraz fan. And I'm also a massive Djokovic hater. Really, really just don't like him. I know he's like...
Bad vibes or what?
Yeah, I just don't like him. I think he's a robot and I don't like that. I think there's no flair to him. I think he's just like standard, very good tennis player.
And he beats everybody's favourite tennis players.
He does. Yeah.
So it's easy to
I've just had like... many favourite tennis players over the years and he's beaten them all.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate that about him. But he is obviously fantastic. So I thought Alcaraz versus Djokovic, we are in for the long haul. I watched it last year at the final. I remember watching it in Fulham. The same two. And it was like a 5-hour match. It was a 5-setter, 5 hours, and we were like, right, we are in for it today. Mm-hmm. It's going to be wild, especially after the very first game in the match went for 20 minutes.
Can I ask a quick one about watching Wimbledon in the pub? Was there a lot of noise in the pub that took away from it? Because obviously Wimbledon's much quieter than your typical big game in a pub.
There wasn't a sinner in the pub.
Oh. Okay.
Me and my mate Sennan were the only people in the pub.
No. Right, watching this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sinner.
Sinner, very good, well done, another tennis player.
Don't get that.
Yeah, he's another tennis player.
Cool.
So yeah, me and Sinner watched, we had like obviously the best seats and we were like, right, we're not moving. Like no matter what, we can't move because there is going to be a big group joining us. So at some point, we have the best seats, let's just stay here. It was the snug.
Oh!
I know!
With
tele access.
Wow.
It was very, very cool. So then so we started watching the tennis and it was fantastic. Up until a third set and Alcaraz is beating him like no matter what, Alcaraz is winning.
The game is over very early.
Cheering for Djokovic. I'm like, no, I can't have it over after 2.5 hours. Like,
what am I going to do here?
What am I going to do for the next 4 hours? Like, anyway, he wins and I'm just kind of raging, to be honest. I think the whole thing took less than 3 hours, sets, and I was just there going, okay, what the hell do we do now? So we sat there. Thankfully, they turned on the golf and we watched that, and then we watched the Ga, which was on, and that was great and stuff. But still, we had a lot of hours before the match was to start at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We were staying there. Then people started to join us. Our mates were coming from all over from Croke Park and coming from town or whatever, and they sat to join us and we watched the match and it was amazing, and then it was scary and then it was amazing again. So we've celebrated with all the Spanish in the pub.
Was there loads of Spanish?
Loads of Spanish.
Oh, fun.
And then we decided, right, we're going to head to town. So we headed to town, we headed north side to go to this bar and stayed there for like an hour and a half. Then I nearly went to Coppers for the first time. I was in the queue. Yeah, I was in the queue after this bar in the north. So we went back outside. We went to Coppers. Like, all right, come on, we'll go in. And so I'm queuing.
What happens?
I'm queuing there with my housemate Linda and her brother William, and we're sitting there, and he's like, they're not going to be showing the Copa America though, will they? And I was like, no. He said, will we just go home? I was like, that sounds great. Let's do that. So we got a taxi home and it was unbelievable. However, I was thinking then when I was sitting at home watching the Copa America very, very late, So I'm, God, I've peed a lot today. And I remembered how many times I peed throughout the day. And I've also was like, I sat down a lot today.
Sat on your arse for a long
time. For most of the day. Mm. So I'd like you to guess, voice note us on 087-711-103. What I want you to put in that voice note is, how long did I sit down for and how many times did I pee?
How long in hours?
How long in hours and minutes. Okay. And minutes as
and
well.
And are we talking from the time you woke up to the time you went to bed?
From the time I went to the pub at 10 to 2.
Until you went to
until
bed?
Until I went to bed at about maybe 3 a.m.
Okay. Wow.
How
right,
long did I sit down for and how many times did I pee within those hours?
I can't wait to hear these stats.
Voice notice 087-711-1038. It is exciting stuff.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
How long did I sit down for the entire day and how many times did I pee? Because I kept track. This is like how fun freak. It is to be on a night out with me. Now, hold on 1 second now. I need to... okay.
Did I miss one, lads?
Phil was on.
I reckon 9.5 hours sitting and 8 times peed.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. Dave was also in touch, another Dave.
I'd say you were sitting down for 7.5 hours, Dave, and I'd say you used the restroom 15 times.
Right.
I think he underestimates you on the sitting.
See, this is, do you know what's really annoying? Is both of them are really close for different reasons.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? They're off on other ones, but they're very close on other ones.
I wrote something down when you told us the story. I wrote down 10 hours sitting and 8 pees.
8 pees, 10 hours sitting.
Yeah.
Okay.
You did tell us that you got to the pub and sat down at 10 to 2. And what was the name of the late game, the American game again? The
Copa America.
Copa America.
Yeah.
So I'm going to reckon you gave that a good lash as well. So I'm including your couch. I'm including sitting in taxis.
Yes.
So I'm going to say you sat for, I'm going random, 11 hours, 17 minutes.
Whoa.
Very good.
And I'm going to say, because I know what it's like when you break the seal, not just you, but all of us, I'm going to say you peed 13 times.
Okay, very good. Very interesting.
That's locked in.
Once again, Emma is very close with one thing.
Wow.
And then off on the other thing.
Okay,
interesting.
There we go. Do you know what? I'm going to give you 3 more minutes. Get your voice notes in. 087-711-1038. How long did I sit down for? How many times did I pee on Sunday? Between the hours of 10 to 2... and about 3 a.m.
A fascinating look into the biological workings of David Hammond.
Yes.
Get your voice notes over to us on 087-711-1038. How many times did he pee? And how long did he sit down for? God, this is
highbrow stuff.
Groundbreaking.
I'm on the edge
radio.
Of my seat here.
Radio 1.
You were so prepared for this. I think you booked in your annual leave day about 2 months ago. You knew that this was the day.
And it was so funny. I woke up on Monday morning going, yes, I'm so glad I did this.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask you, was it worth it?
It was so worth
it. Brilliant.
It was absolutely amazing. I woke up at 12:30.
Yesterday.
Stunning.
12:30 in the afternoon.
That's so nice.
It was the best.
You slept away your whole day's work.
I slept away every sickness as well. It was unbelievable.
Oh, fantastic.
It was so, so good.
Fabulous. Okay.
Go on.
I have a few questions. I'd like to know, your questions obviously this morning being how long were you sitting down for?
And how many times did I pee?
Yes. I'd like to know if you had a sore arse.
Did I have a sore arse? No. I'm an expert at sitting down.
Okay. My arse is tried and tested.
Okay. So would you say that at no point throughout your whole day in the pub and night out, did you crave a little soft cushion?
I did at one point, and that was in the Boers on Northside when we went, and it was a very wooden stool.
Like I was going to ask did you have a back on your chair?
No, not for the Boers. I did for the Snug, obviously.
Okay, good. That's important.
In the other
pubs,
yeah.
Did you, in the first pub, I think you were in for a lot of the day. First question. How many urinals were there?
There was about 7.
Was it a big long tray? Like
No, it was different specific ones. Yeah,
how many of them
individual
did you
ones? I think I only 2.
You went back.
Yeah.
You had your 2.
I always go to my main one. Yeah. Always go to my main one.
I would do that too. I'd try to go back to the same cubicle each time.
Sometimes I mix it up if I'm feeling spicy.
Yeah, but I'm kind of like, there's less germs if I go back to the same one each time. It's the same germ segment.
Well, I probably should have just done one each. That would have been
full.
Good.
Okay, well, so this just 2 urinals.
Yeah, so this is what I was saying. How long do you think I sat down for in total from 10 to 2 to about 3 a.m. and how many times did I pee?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Again, what did I say? 11 hours, 17 minutes sitting and 13 pees.
I said you were very close for one of them.
I said 10 hours sit, 8 pees. I think 8 pees might be too short.
And
now.
You were very close for one of them. Ashling, I can tell you that you were very close on time.
Oh.
And Emma, you were very close on pees.
Okay, very good.
I kind of wanted to win pees. Damn it.
So, it was almost like I was running laps because I had the timer on the phone every time. I was sitting down. As soon as I stood up, stop the timer.
You free.
I had the best time. It was a day of sport. So I'd want to do my own sport.
Yeah. Okay, this is how you justified it.
Competitive sitting.
I sat.
Oh, I'm nervous.
For 9 hours.
Wow.
And 26 minutes.
Oh. Wow. I said 10, yeah.
Sugar, I'm off there with 2 hours.
And at the risk of being contacted by many doctors, I peed 14 times.
Wow.
I said 13. Yeah, I think that's understandable. Once 14, you break that seal, there's no going back.
But like, this is one of the things where I'm like, this is so bad. I peed again and again. It's the point where you get no. It's
that.
So embarrassing.
I know.
But look, here, this, such is life. 9 hours, 26 minutes, 14 times peed, and that was my Sunday. Thank you very much.
Well done. An excellent research project there, Dave.
Nothing is private on this show.
Some serious sporting achievements achieved on Sunday. Yeah. Okay. I think that's up there with the best of the best, to be honest.
Emma, Dave and Ashley. This is Spin's Fully Charged.
Good morning. How are you?
What's up?
I'm so sad.
Oh. What's wrong?
Welcome to Positivity Corner.
So sad.
What's going on with you?
Life is such a roller coaster.
It really
is. Show, we're up, we're down, we're sideways.
I came into the studio about half an hour ago, having just been out to get myself my breakfast, which was in a lunchbox in my bag, and I was so excited.
No, you weren't excited. You were smug is what you were.
I was so smug to bring it in and show you guys, because yesterday I decided for the first time to make breakfast muffins.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is like a recipe I found in a book. There's banana in it and blueberries and oats and like healthy stuff. Now, I think the recipe was vegan.
Right.
Because it had no egg or no butter in it.
Oh, well, that would be vegan, yeah.
Yeah, so instead there was like apple cider vinegar to blend things together and maple syrup instead of sugar. There was no sugar. But anyway, I said a muffin's a muffin and a muffin should be good.
Yes.
And a muffin should be tasty and a muffin should be sweet. I put a picture of the muffin up on my story and I gave the smuggest caption. I said, this is your reminder to make yourself a breakfast muffin.
Yeah. Ew, Ashing, why did you do that?
It was kind
so
of a joke.
Smug.
It was a bit of a joke. I took one bite and I was immediately like, it's rotten.
Your first mistake was making a savoury muffin. Like, what the hell?
I didn't know it was savoury. It had maple syrup in it.
And also, did you not taste test this yesterday?
No, I made 8 muffins to do me and my boyfriend Alex for the rest of the week, 4 each. He was like, let's split one and have it first. I said, no. The muffins are to do the rest of the week. Yeah, exactly. So now I'm
stuck. That's scary the way you did that.
I'm stuck with 6 more muffins.
So if you want one of Aisling's muffins, 087-711-103.
Do you want a taste?
No.
No, not just straight no.
No, straight. Not in the slightest chance would I ever tell.
Like I rolled up a ball of paper and took a bite out of it.
The only way to save
it. You should just eat the paper underneath the muffin. It'd be better.
Just eat the muffin casing.
Yeah. The only thing you can do here is to roll out a load of icing and put like a big lump of icing on all of them to spice it up. Apart from that, what a waste of your sweet time.
Or pack a few chocolate chips inside or something.
Yeah, do.
Yeah, breakfast muffins out.
Get a toasty. Yeah.
I think I'll just go make a cheese toast.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's been a really exciting year, not just in Dublin, but all across Ireland, I think, for gigs. We've brought in some massive names this year, and we're only in July. There's still plenty of summer to go, but a lot of the kind of outdoor gigs in Dublin are slowing down and wrapping up now as we look ahead to the festivals.
Yeah.
Rag and Bone Man, who you just heard there with Calvin Harris, he's played here not once, but twice at different gigs this summer. What's it called? Warming up? That's the wrong word.
Supporting
a couple of acts. The reason I'm not even going into more detail on this is because this morning on the show, I'd like to test your knowledge and your memory of gigs that we've hosted in Ireland this year.
Oh,
okay?
Crap.
We'll play a game of have they gigged in Ireland this year or not?
I'm just going to say yes to everything because I feel like every act has been in Ireland.
Well, that's not how you do it. It's a memory game.
Well, I'm just going to play it whatever way I want, Emma.
I'm worried that it's going to be like, did they play this year or last year? And I'm not going to be able to tell the difference between this.
It truly has been a heyday for gigs in Ireland.
Yeah, we were talking about this off air yesterday, how it's just incredible the names that we've pulled in. And you were even questioning in the room, Ash, you were like, have we always had this kind of a pull or is it a newer thing?
Yeah, summer's always been this lit for gigs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I actually really miss the gigs in Marley Park. It was such a good buzz. Just so many people around. People watching out the window and everything.
Yeah.
And hearing people warming up at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's kind of sad that it's over for another year. Anyway, with no further ado, and you're welcome to throw your guests over on WhatsApp if you want as well. A little test your knowledge / memory test this morning, okay? Have they played in Ireland, not just Dublin, this year or not? Answer as a team, please.
Okay.
Olivia Rodrigo.
As a team, yes, she has.
Trey Arena.
Yes.
I remembered well.
Do you know when?
Oh, God, that wasn't the question.
I'm going to say...
October? No, we haven't had October.
I'm going to say March or April. March.
April, well done.
I said March.
You're right. Take that.
Yeah.
Did they?
Are you sure they did the Three Arena? Saw videos of them doing their silly little dances.
They were on tour. So yeah, I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say yeah.
I'm going to say yeah.
It was outdoor. I think it was Malahide. So you're kind of wrong, but you're right.
Okay. I did the Three Arena as well.
Oh, Three Arena too.
Okay, awesome. Okay. God, they've had right the year. Quite the year, haven't they? My bad. Dermot Kennedy.
Oof.
He has supported. He came out. And he wasn't supporting, but he came out as like a shock, like a surprise thing. But I don't think he did a gig.
Okay, I'm pretty sure he played at Michael D's garden party there the other week. Does that count?
I'm looking for gigs that people, that the public can pay for to go to.
I'm gonna say no, he hasn't.
Yeah, I think no, which is a shock actually.
Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did come out as
Damn
a surprise
it.
For someone though.
Damn
was that Niall Horan? It might have been Niall Horan.
He's gone
it might
quiet.
Have been Niall Horan, yeah. Well, that just spoils one of my ones that I had coming up. Thanks, guys. The Killers.
This is our fault.
The Killers did play.
They did play, yeah. I was very jealous I didn't go.
Three Arena. God, guys, you're so much better.
Only like last month.
We were in Spain. We're pretty cool. Pretty well up on all these.
Mumford and Sons.
How would we know that?
Are they even together anymore?
Mumford's there, but the son's gone.
Have Mumford and Sons played anywhere in Ireland this year?
I think it's too weird of a choice for Emma to go with. I think they must have played, but probably played Thomond Park or something like that.
I think your man Mumford. I think your man Marcus went out on his own.
Okay.
So you, wait, I'll go with you if you want.
I'm going to say yeah, they performed in Ireland.
No!
Ash, I'm so sorry. Sorry.
I kind of just wanted to give one to Emma.
I was like, this sucks. Okay. Sugar Babes.
Yeah, oh, they yeah. did. Yeah, yeah.
Only very,
literally only 2 weeks ago, I think.
Last Rain.
I haven't done his Live at the Marquee.
Oh, they probably did that too,
well.
Yeah.
Okay, damn it.
It's okay that we're getting it right.
You know, I hate it. It sucks. I hate they're getting it right. Post Malone.
No.
We did the order, yes. But I don't think it was this year.
No, it wasn't this year. It was last year.
Last year?
Yeah, it was last year. And he did the Three, I'm pretty sure.
Well done. Well done.
Was it the RDS or the Three Arena?
Both. I was at the Three Arena
Both.
Gig. Yeah. Tyler.
Make me swear.
Damn it. Did Tyler play the Three Arena? Start of the year.
I'm going to go with you on that one because I actually don't know.
I think she did.
You think Tyler's big enough for Three Arena already? One big song.
Yeah, okay, she didn't clearly play it.
No, I'm just egging you on, just wondering.
I think...
Your thought process.
Take it away, Dave.
I think she played.
Tyler has never had an Irish date.
Wow.
Had to cancel shows.
If she wants one, I'm right here, what?
I had to cancel shows, including London, due to injury this year.
Injury? Probably when she was getting caught out of that sandy dress.
Yeah,
at the Met Gala.
Met Gala.
I'm going to stop answering.
Finally for now. Has Tom Jones played in Ireland this year, guys?
Oh, that's a good one. Because he's always here every summer. Him and Nile Rodgers.
Mm.
Yes, I'm going to say yes.
No.
But you have on. To go.
We'll go with Ash, yes.
Okay.
Damn it.
Himself, Nile Rodgers, and Sheik played St. Anne's Park.
The whole lot.
I'm so annoyed that you did so well there.
That was a good quiz, though. That was a good quiz. The last time I did a quiz, you were off. Ash got every single one right.
Makes you feel like such a loser when you get them all right.
It was bad.
Some of the others I didn't mention because I thought they'd even be more memorable were LCD Sound System, obviously Ash, you were at that, Shania Twain, SZA, Nicki Minaj, Arcade Fire, Picture This, Keane DeCrow, Liam Gallagher, Three Arena and Thomond Park, Hozier, Green Day, Longitude featuring Becky Hill, Central Cee and Doja Cat, Pearl Jam, Kings of Leon, Mika, Noah Kahan at the National Stadium, Snow Patrol, Paolo Nutini, that's wrong, that wasn't this year, that was last year, Snow Patrol, Paolo Nutini, Live at the Marquee, Sugar Babes, The Coronas, Gavin James, BLK, Christy Moore, Lyra, Jazzy, Rag & Bone Man, Pink.
You're forgetting one as well.
I'm forgetting loads.
You're forgetting Beyonce. Oh, no, wait, sorry.
She didn't say Taylor Swift.
Did you not say Taylor Swift? Oh, my God.
Okay, look,
this is just a shambles.
Let's just pretend the last 5 minutes didn't happen. I'm so over this. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
How are you? Earlier in the show, Dave, you were telling us about your big day on Sunday. You were out for the whole day. You started at around 2 o'clock, finished home by about 3.
3 a.m. Yeah. three. It wasn't like a day. It wasn't an hour.
Yeah. No, sorry. On the other end of the day.
Yeah.
And you spent pretty much most of the time in the pub.
Yes.
Sitting in one position.
It was great.
Well, I had a similarly long day on Saturday. I started at about 2:30 and I was home by about 4:30 in the a.m. Yeah. But I had an opposite experience to you because I was here, there and everywhere.
Oh, I'm excited.
All around the houses. And the funny thing about it was the amount of times in that day that we all just went, we get food.
Yeah.
We had so many food breaks. It was so great.
Love.
You know, like sometimes you go through one of those days, you get to the end of the day, you're like, oh my God, I haven't eaten since 2 o'clock or whatever.
I'm absolutely starved. And
were you in town?
Yeah. We were in town, yeah. We had so many food breaks. It was planned to a T. So we started off, it was my friend's birthday, so the girls come over to my place and we had a couple of drinks and a bit of food in the apartment first.
What did you have in the apartment now?
To eat, we had, and listen to this, strawberries with melted chocolate.
Oh, wow.
Kind of getting ready for Wimbledon vibe.
Yeah, it was that. We had kind of party mix of crisps and all the rest. Mm. And mini Colin the Caterpillar cakes.
Oh, stunning.
So not the full lad, but the little lads.
Little lads.
Amazing.
Yeah, because it was her birthday, so we went all out. So we had that kind of like dessert first. And then at 5 o'clock, we went for dinner.
Class.
5 o'clock, I was like, that's a great time to go for dinner.
Yeah.
You then have the whole night.
Yeah.
And then you might get a bit of food at the end of the night. So 5 o'clock, we went for our dinner. We had tacos, nachos.
Lovely, yeah.
Patatas, bravas. I was like, what's the end of that?
Patatas fritas.
Fritas, bravas, chips.
Yeah, patatas, bravas, delicious.
I love patatas, bravas.
Then we went to a pub.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to another pub.
Mm-hmm.
And then came to about 10 o'clock, we were like, probably get some food, girls.
Yes.
Genie, we've been to 2 pubs and we haven't eaten. Probably get a bit of food.
Having completely forgotten about dinner.
Oh yeah, we've had a full dinner. Had a full dessert already two hours ago. So we go to Bambino.
Yeah.
We queue up at Bambino and we have a few slices there. And then we decide to head out to Thomas Street and we walk out to Love Tempo. Do you know that place?
Yeah.
Great spot. We're out there. We're like, we'll finish the night here. We leave Love Tempo about 12:30. We're like, Cafe on Seine.
Yeah.
Cafe on Seine, girls, would be a great idea.
Look at you.
Off to Cafe on Seine we go. Party the night away. Leave Cafe on Seine about 2:30. And we're like, oh, geez, we better get some food, girls. Oh, my God. We're going to pass out. We'll be in bits tomorrow if we don't eat.
Yeah.
Sit down meal in Eddie Rockets.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Camden Street.
South Ann Street. Oh. We're coming around by Cafe and Sand.
Oh, yeah.
So we've the full sit down meal. I'd say we're in Eddie Rockets for an hour and a half. An hour and a half of sleep that I'll never get back.
This is the second time, I think, on this show we've talked about Aisling's sit down meal in Eddie Rockets at 2 a.m.
Yeah. I ended up storming out of Eddie Rockets when I was having a debate with a man who told me that women have no place in sport.
Brilliant.
Me, a woman who's never played sport, didn't like that at all.
No.
You can imagine how that went down.
What, did you have any particularly classy cutting lines or anything to him? No.
I actually said, if I don't leave here right now, I'll probably do something that'll get me in big trouble. So I need to leave. Left, got home.
You didn't leave any chips behind, did you?
Oh God, no. The chips were gone. Chips were finished about an hour.
Right.
Got home. I said, Ash, we better have something to eat before we go.
For God's sake.
Slice of bread and butter.
Oh my God.
Fell asleep with it in my hand.
So Dave's weekend was sitting while watching sport. Your weekend was walking off all the food that you just keep on eating.
Just keep replenishing the calories.
Fantastic. Yeah. Are we ready to sing again, everybody?
Oh yes, please.
Let's go.
That was the song used, not Happy Birthday, obviously Happy Birthday is a very famous song, but like that version, I remember hearing it for the first time in Fantasia. Where I had most of my birthday parties was in Fantasia and Bettystown, and that they used that,
that version.
As their thing, you know what I mean? And they used to bring you like bubbly, and they used to like for kids.
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
used to bring you like cake and food, and it was the best birthday parties. Mm. I loved it so
well,
much.
Well, here's an idea.
They had it on the Den as well, that song, didn't they?
I think so, didn't they?
Ah, yes. Here's an idea. Why don't you, if it is your birthday this week or this weekend, go to Ballymun and celebrate in IKEA with IKEA, because their big birthday is this weekend. 15 years they're celebrating in Ireland. I think that's the perfect place for a birthday.
Go Who remembers their 15? I know yours was probably about 60 years ago, Emma, but do you remember your...
I went through one show yesterday without being age shamed.
I've never seen so much white of someone's eye. That's how far your eyes rolled back there.
Your 15th birthday, do you remember it?
No. Yes, I remember. All my friends came over and had a party in my house.
Oh, that sounds good. I got a PlayStation. It was a big moment for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I would happily spend my birthday in IKEA, though.
Yeah,
exactly. Sure, the meatballs, the food alone is a great place. Go get a little treat when you do your walk around. Celebrating their 15th birthday, they have savings on some of their most iconic products. They're celebrating, as I said. Plus, there's going to be in-store offers and free kids events this weekend. Loads going on in their Ballymun store.
I am excited to give away some vouchers, to be honest.
Yeah, same.
I love the thought. I remember going to IKEA for the second time. This was actually for me, and it was with my granny. We got the bus out from Finglas to Ballymun, and we got into IKEA. We brought all the stuff that we bought back on the bus to Finglas, but it was like so much stuff. Like, it was like stuff that you had to obviously build yourself and things like that. But I remember she just got me loads of stuff for my room. It was the best. And to this day, I bought an IKEA lamp probably when I was like 12 or something. Still have it. Still works.
That's exciting.
I know.
That's brilliant.
15 years later.
I'm talking, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good going. We told you needed to message us over the word IKEA and answer your phone in a very particular way to get a chance of popping one of our 15 balloons for an IKEA voucher. Let's do this.
Happy 15th birthday, IKEA.
Yay!
Well done, Connor.
It didn't have the gusto that Aisling brought to the table. It was very Dave-esque, but you got the job done, Connor.
Yeah,
we won't split hairs over it.
I like it, Connor. I thought it was very chilled, nice, which is exactly what IKEA is to me.
Genuine. It was a genuine happy birthday to IKEA.
It really meant it. How are you this morning, Connor? Any crack?
Yeah, not too bad. It's going to work.
Your work, what do you do, Connor?
I'm in a lab in a pharmaceutical company.
Oh,
very nice.
Serious. Okay. Important work.
You sound smart, so I would say what I would want you to do is pick a good balloon with a good amount of money in it. You have 1 to 6, or 8 to 12, or 15.
Okay, that's confusing. 15 balloons in total, the numbers, Connor, 7, 13, and 14.
That would have been easier to describe, yeah. What do you want, Connor?
Number 10.
All right, Connor, I am holding a meat thermometer. Do you have one of those in your lab?
Because it's sharp and she wants to pop a balloon with it.
I'm going to use it to pop this balloon.
I hate this, go on.
Are we ready? Okay.
There it is, here.
Okay.
The prize has gone flying around
your
the studio.
Your prize has gone flying.
Here we go, Connor. What's
and
it going to be?
You have won yourself, Connor, at 200 euro IKEA.
Oh! 200 euro IKEA voucher is all yours. Congratulations, Connor.
Well done, man.
Thank you very much.
That's a biggie.
Cheers.
Bye.
Good luck, Connor.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
That was fun.
Ah, let's do it again.
Do you know what IKEA also reminds me of? A really bad breakup I had.
Oh, no.
I was really sad. I was one of those annoying friends that, you know, and you're like, looking back, God, I was so annoying to deal with, I'd say, because I just was in my little place of sadness. I couldn't get over it for ages. And to the point where they wouldn't really let me out of their sight. And one of my friends was going to IKEA one day and she dragged me along with her. And I still remember it very well. It did cheer me up. You know,
we all have such wonderful memories of IKEA.
Multi-purpose.
I have a feeling I was there for that.
Did you come to Dublin that day?
I think I came to meet you in IKEA that day.
I think you did.
It was me, you, Trish, and Dave. Yeah, it was.
That's so weird. I feel so
strange. Let's give away another voucher, shall we?
Please.
Remember, you got to answer the phone a particular way. I can't believe we were there together.
Happy 15th birthday, IKEA.
Yay! Very good, Lauren. Top tier. Well done.
I think Aisling slightly disappointed, to be honest.
Look, I almost started there as well.
It was very good. I appreciated it, Lauren. And now all you got to do is one more thing. You got to choose a balloon. The only numbers you can't choose are 7, 10, 13, and 14. What are you going for?
Number 8, please.
All right. I have got these. What is this called?
It's a meat thermometer.
It's a meat thermometer.
Right,
using
it because
it's sharp.
Right?
Yeah.
And I have in my dating profile bios, the one thing I'm afraid of, balloons. Can't stand them.
They're going to say meat thermometers.
I just think.
No, I have to pop the balloon.
Can we listen? Can we hear the prize in the balloon there? Because it's kind of cool. Yeah, we genuinely.
That's your money rolling around there.
Here we go. I didn't like that at all.
Oh, it's at your foot.
Here we go. Unraveling the prize. You have won, Lauren, a voucher worth...
Oh, please say pop again.
€150.
Thank you so much.
Unbelievable, Lauren. Congratulations.
That's
you
amazing.
Enjoy that.
Are you after a few bits likely at the moment, Lauren, or just happy?
I will be
there?
After.
Yeah.
No, I definitely will be this week, yeah.
Definitely. Well, there's loads of crack happening there this weekend as well, so enjoy.
Amazing. Thank you so much, guys.
Bye, Lauren. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
And more chances for you to win tomorrow at 7:30.
Half past seven?
Yes.
Set those alarms. Got to get up a bit earlier tomorrow.
We really are mixing it up. I really hope IKEA this weekend isn't flooded with people sad going through a breakup.
Yeah.
Looking for a little bit of distraction. I still remember the drive home to Washford that day, listening to Set Fire to the Rain by Adele.
Oh, no.
And I lost my voice for work the next day.
Set Fire!
Good time.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.